shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. Every single spring, that first day that I walk outside and I see that yellow dust all over my truck, I'm like, that is Satan's dandruff. It destroys me. I legitimately can't go outside for longer than 3 minutes because my eyes get swollen, my eyes get puffy, my nose gets congested, and I just simply can't breathe. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so that you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. When I started taking Claritin D about 2 months ago, I can finally get back outside and play pickleball again, which is what I love to do, but I couldn't do it because my allergies were so bad. Claritin D has legitimately allowed me to go outside again. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Welcome to the Carlos Whitaker podcast episode. Oh no, the door's closing, babe. I don't even know what episode we're on because it's just become a part of my life. It's the episode where Carlos...
He doesn't have a good... guest, so he says, babe, I need you to podcast with me.
No, that's not true at all. Actually, I don't have a lot of guests on this new version. No, it's a lot of me teaching.
The last one I listened to was Phil. Was that on this one or the last?
That was Human Hope. That was a whole other podcast. I've started a whole new career, a whole new podcast, and you don't even know. The theme music's different.
I listened to that part because remember I said it was a little somber.
Yeah, you didn't like the theme music. You're the second person that's told me that, but a lot
it's
of
just not.
Were,
I think what you were trying to do the other one was like, so party on, hey, how you doing? And I think you wanted to take it down.
Yeah,
but,
I wanted to grow up. This podcast is grown up.
Yeah, now you're kind of like old man, grumpy.
No, you haven't even listened to the podcast.
That's true.
Yeah, to know it's I'm not old man grumpy. It's
I don't good. Mean I just mean the song. The song feels that.
Well. We are in Orlando, Florida, currently, we were actually
for the day.
Yeah, just for the day. We were actually going to talk about something specific, and then earlier today we're like, let's just kind of catch up.
Yeah,
let's give everybody like a little catch up. We're currently in your father-in-law, my father-in-law's. He's my father-in-law, my stepfather-in-law.
It's my stepmom who was married to my dad when he died.
Yeah.
When my dad died.
Yeah.
But she was so sweet. And I remember the moment we were driving, she was like, I know that I married your father, but when I married your father, I also like took a vow to be a part of your life. So after my dad died, she was like, I would still love to be a part of your life. So from then on, she's always been the kid's grandma. And then she got remarried. Before the kids,
yeah,
because we were dating when they got married.
Yeah.
So before the kids, so all they've ever known was Grandma Sherry and Papa Don. So
Don,
we have a bonus set of grandparents for the kids.
Yeah, which is really cool. And we're in his.
He's like, an inventor, so there's all these lawyer. Patents and stuff on the wall. And
there's legitimate patents on the wall from the United States of America government.
He's brilliant.
And so we're in his little office here. So thank you, Don, for letting us.
Am I not equal? You kind of scooted fine. Back.
Oh, no, we're good.
Okay.
So let's start with.
Do you not say like welcome, or is that the beginning? You
normally I do, but I don't have any of my gear, so we're just gonna start talking, and then Brad, my engineer, is gonna put the music underneath us.
Oh,
isn't that great? Got other people to help me do.
Do you have like an intro like phrase?
No, not really.
Wow.
Actually, one thing I do, I have
so
been saying,
different.
It's new. We're only 5 or 6 episodes in. One thing I, you know what? Let's see if I have it on here. One thing that I like to say when the music starts is, you know, I've got one thing to tell you.
See, he's doing his deep voice.
Yeah, but I'm so serious when
But that's not your, that's not how you normally talk. I think that's why it is.
What are you talking about?
Like, you are more serious and you don't, you're not normally serious.
Yeah, maybe. But I say, the music builds or whatever. And then I say, and I've got one thing to tell you. I'm so glad you're here.
I prove my point.
Yeah, yeah. I'm so glad you're here. Because I am. I'm just glad that everyone's listening. I'm glad. Yeah, I'm glad that you're here, babe.
Is that how you would go when you meet somebody on the airplane and you say, I'm so glad you're here? No, that's like in a counseling seat.
But if I love them, I would.
No, you would say, I'm so glad you're here.
No.
Yeah.
Are we just going to, we've been arguing for seven minutes so far. So I guess we're just going to argue this entire episode. So let's start with what, okay, so you've gotten off of Whit Farm on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Did we talk about that? Or was that just on Instagram?
I think
I talked about it on something.
No, you haven't been on a podcast.
Yeah, it's been
a while. So Heather has currently still, but she's just not using it, an Instagram account that grew to 30-something thousand followers. And she talks about gardening, talks about her faith. And yeah, just kept, people loved it. And then one day I was like, hey, babe, I think like you blocked me or like, cause I'm not seeing any of your stories. And she's like, oh no, I deleted Instagram. So what, tell us what happened.
Well, first of all, I didn't block you and I posted about it. So therefore, if you read it, no, I just was in a very, 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 very busy season and it was just too much. I didn't want to think about putting something out there. I didn't want to communicate with people other than like I had zero bandwidth for any outside space of any kind. So
why? What was so busy about life that
it was when we, like, I was moving your parents. It was the, you know, marriage, not our marriage.
Yeah.
Planning a wedding. It was, it just was, you know, it literally from, what was it? It was like mid-June uh-huh. to November. Literally every single day. Yeah. Like, there was like maybe a day in between planned, but it's just too much travel, too much. And so
something had to go.
And so Instagram got out and I don't miss it.
You don't?
No.
Okay. Tell us why. Because most of the people that are watching this are on Instagram. So what is it about?
Well, I will say I do have like my private family account that I just post. Like nothing's curated. Nothing is, you know, I don't need to tell them anything because it's people that we are in relationship with. And so I can just throw something up there and they know it, you know. I am just, I think, an introvert. And I know you can be an introvert on Instagram, but there's still a sense of work to do it that I don't enjoy. Yeah. So that's one. Now there's parts of me that want to share things, but it was just too much to interact. And that sounds so terrible, but it's the introvert in me when I was so tired.
People would come in your DMs.
Yeah, just the DMs. And it's just the checking because what if, like, I wouldn't check my DMs, but then there are occasional times when, like, I need to respond to this person. So, you know, it just was.
Yeah.
Too much time, too much.
Yeah.
Honestly, I just would rather leave my phone at home and live life. So.
And you do that a lot.
I.
Literally, you're like, can you tell everybody that I left my phone at home? So.
Oh, speaking of my phone, not me, because mine just went off.
Oh, did yours go off?
Uh huh.
Okay. Okay, so that's why Heather's no longer on Instagram forever.
I mean, I don't think I'll do Whit Farm again. I started Whit Farm.
What? Hold on. This is news to me.
Well, I think I started Whit Farm, honestly, because I'm visual. And instead of doing a garden journal or something like that, like I just would take a picture and post like planted this on this day and that on that day. And I enjoyed that. But it was for me.
Yeah.
Then it started to build, which was fun. And I liked that. But again, it just was so much that I ended up deciding that gardening, like maybe I'll come back and do travel. Maybe I'll come back and do, I don't know. I do love faith, but I do not want my, I don't want it just to be a faith thing. It would definitely be still a curated thing of life, but it would be very.
But you don't think gardening specific is going to be something that you go back to?
I mean, no. I mean, right now I'm not going back to anything. So.
Oh, okay.
How does that make you feel? Since every aspect of your life is based through the lens.
Well, you know that that's not a true statement. Not every aspect of my life is.
I just mean that you film everything and it's always like your phone is always a part of your day.
Yeah. But the Whip Farm thing was, I mean, how many years was that? Did you do that?
Maybe like 4.
Yeah. I mean, it just was such a small sample size of our
and you've
life.
Done like it
you, you never did that. I was telling stories to my, not well, before phones were around, like I would buy
your friends' email list.
I would email the 20 people that I knew and I would write long stories about it. Like so I've never really looked at you as like, that's something that you need to get out.
No,
it feels fine. But I do think that people.
I think it's great to, I think it's a great practice to, whether it's just a 2-week period or a season where you pause and you kind of, like, you know, it's kind of like I think about when we would go backpacking in the summertime and we literally have the basic essentials you need to survive.
Right.
Not any luxuries, not anything else. And yet you have the best time of life and you're like, oh, I don't necessarily need all those other things.
Right.
Like, I don't need a good blanket and some food and water. And like,
I mean, I would bring you back like 3 squirrels and skin them and you cook them and like we'd have a feast. I'm just kidding.
I
never trap squirrels, but no, yeah.
It's but good. You know what I mean? Like you really do. So getting off of, not getting off, but just acknowledging, ooh, what does bring me life? What does make me feel, what do I have space for?
Yeah.
I think that's it. I don't have space right now.
Yeah.
I am in full-time wedding mode.
Yep.
I am in full-time, 2 kids are graduating from college in May, 1's turning 18, a wedding.
Yeah.
An engagement later this year. Like, there's like just...
Wait, what?
You know that they were talking, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to let you know, fresh off the press.
No, Sayana, no, they've been together just as long as Brady.
They have. So, okay, it's just a matter of time. They're just being
kind and letting the oldest go first.
Yeah, and not, you know, stealing their parade. Stealing their parade? No.
Stealing
the thunder or raining on the parade. It was the thunder and the rain thing that messed me up.
That was cute.
Oh, I said stealing the parade. Oh, no. Stealing the thunder, rain. Yeah, okay, so.
Stealing the show. Isn't it? Or is it stealing the
rain on the parade. Oh, don't steal my thunder. No, it's steal my thunder for sure.
Okay.
What's stealing your show?
I don't know.
You just made that up.
Sorry, maybe.
I don't know about you, but I am driven by the search for better, right? Like just trying to get a little bit better in everything that I do, whether it be pickleball, writing books, or even hiring somebody. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data. Now listen, ditch the busy work, stop trying to do it all on your own, and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates so much faster. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it takes guessing out of the game, right? Like I don't need to try to figure out, is this person going to match? Is this person going to match? Indeed does it for me. They leverage over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/human hope. Just go to Indeed.com/human hope right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/human hope. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Typical children's vitamins are basically candy in disguise, filled with 2 teaspoons of sugar, unhealthy chemicals, and all kinds of other gummy junk growing kids should never eat. Now listen, while most children's vitamins are filled with 5 grams of sugar and can contribute to a variety of health issues, Hiya is made with 0 sugar and 0 gummy junk, yet it tastes great and is perfect for picky eaters. Hiya fills the most common gaps in modern children's diet to provide the full body nourishment our kids need with a yummy taste that they love. Formulated with the help of nutritional experts, Hiya is pressed with a blend of 12 organic fruits and veggies, then supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals, including vitamin D, B12, C, zinc, folate, and so many more to help support immunity, energy, brain function, mood, y'all know what I'm talking about with your kids, concentration, and so much more. Listen, I love Hiya vitamins, and I know that you are going to as well. So we've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to HiyaHealth.com/human hope. This deal is not available on the regular website. Just go to HiyaHealth.com/human hope and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. Okay.
What about you? How are you with life as it is right now?
Huh?
Because it's shifting.
Normally, people don't get to ask me questions on my own podcast.
Well,
I get to tell them what I want to tell them. I don't have to, you know. Mm-hmm. And I get to show them when I want to
when I'm invited.
Yeah. Okay. So, what was your question?
Tell our friends life right now. Obviously, your parents live across the street. That's very different.
Yes.
In all of our 24 years of marriage.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very different. But it's not, I think I was more stressed out about the flow of what that would look like. And it has not leveled up to what I was fearful of.
What does that mean?
Just
expectations.
Honestly, to give credit to my mom, like she's not as needy as I thought she was going to be.
Okay.
You know, like I just thought, like, I haven't lived in the same city as my parents since I was 20.
Yeah.
23.
Well, when did you? Oh, no. I guess you lived with them.
In Fresno. Yeah. Right. But then, you know, and so 25 years. And so now they're across the street. So I don't know what that. And she has been very, I guess she's been so self-reliant with my dad for so long. Anything we add is extra.
Because, I mean, for a long time, they moved from the home that I met you in uh-huh. Fresno to a community they thought that they were going to retire in. And COVID hit. So when they moved, your dad, had he been presenting anything?
I think when he was retiring, there may have been a little like, oh, God, he's just getting old.
Yeah.
He's getting old. Yeah. He's forgetting things, you know.
Yeah. And then he got diagnosed in that house. And they were there, 5 years?
Yeah.
COVID.
Because he didn't retire until he was in his 70s.
Yeah. And then moved to Atlanta, which was such a logical
next step.
Yeah, like that's where they raised a family. Mm-hmm. That's where your brother and the grandkids are and younger grandkids.
Yeah.
We couldn't find a house that was close enough to your brother.
Uh-huh.
And even just that
20 minute drive.
Still, yeah. And your brother went over all the time. Every day. It's not the walk across the street.
Yeah.
We have a mother-in-law suite.
It really is across
between us.
You know, I think I feel more pressure, to be honest with you, to go over there than my mom feels that I need to go over there. I'm just like, oh my gosh. Like, I mean, I'm like, oh, I've been over there today. And whereas I would see them one day every 3 months. And so I think my mom's probably just like, no, you're busy. You don't have to come over, you know. But it's been, I think probably the hardest part for me has been seeing my dad every day, like this, and it only being, I mean, they've been here since October, the end of October, and seeing a decline even since when he got here to now. And so I it just seems faster to me. I'm seeing it, but
how has it affected you? You know, like I remember when Sohaila was in the hospital for those 3 weeks, I was awakened to nurses. I did not understand the gift of nurses. I was awakened to what families actually need when they are in an extended period in the hospital. I was awakened to just grief, awakened to noises that are disturbing that, you know, you just don't have. So I think obviously everyone has different experiences that can awaken different levels. But like, what has awakened by living across the street with a father with a with dementia? Like, what has that?
Yeah.
What have you seen?
I think, well, first of all, the importance of caregivers, just you know, Bradley, who was their caregiver, like, and then, you know,
and your mom.
Yeah. But like professional caregivers, like the value of that sort of help and the knowledge that most people don't have that.
No,
like legitimately, my mom has right now.
Somebody
nine to
told
five.
You like a unicorn insurance policy that they don't make anymore.
She has long term insurance that they bought that really it's not even available anymore.
It's because it's so good. Yeah, it's like a golden ticket.
And so she can, and again, not really pay for it. It soon she's going to have 24-hour care, and so I see the stress that's on my mom. Yet she has all this help.
Yeah.
And so now
compared to somebody who maybe
everybody that DMs me on Instagram, there's like I'm the primary caregiver for my mother, my sister, or whatever it is.
It's so lonely too.
And it's so lonely. So like I think the loneliness aspect, all it takes is, you know, and I think we're still getting in the rhythm of this, but like they can even be lonely across the street. So it's like even if I give my mom, hey, this week I want to have dinner these two nights. And so what that does for her is that allows her to get excited about something that
something
she's planning.
To look
forward to. Yeah. She's kind of, instead of just like, is he coming over? Is he not? So I think the caregiving aspect has been gigantic. The dementia piece is more fascinating to me right now. I'm in a fascinating season by it. Like, of course I'm devastated by it. Right. It's a horrible disease. But like I've kind of grieved my dad, you know, like, and I'm still grieving him, and I will grieve when he dies. But I'm just really fascinated by what's happening in the brain.
Well, and it's different than like say a cancer or something like that, where you're fighting, and maybe there's a hope, or maybe there's an answer to, you know, this, and like dementia is just a different sickness, and so you are able to like you just are watching it happen,
right it's kind of waiting for the next thing.
And like some like last week or 2 weeks ago your dad couldn't even walk, he like was just staring at his legs.
Literally
right, but yet yesterday he's picking up a paper and reading that he hasn't done in years. So
and,
like
and,
it's
and
just such a
walking all over the place yesterday without a cane.
Really?
Yes. So it's like what is what is happening? So that part is, you know, it is fascinating to me. I mean, I will get triggered. Like I was watching the new Planet of the Apes, new as in probably like 10 years ago, but that Planet of the Apes. And I don't know if you guys remember the, what kind of the thesis was, the premise of it was that they were trying to fix Alzheimer's disease. And so they were giving monkeys, they were giving the apes this drug that made the apes smart. And made the apes. And so, but one of the doctors had the reason he's doing it, his dad lived with him at home and had Alzheimer's. So he snuck it home after they did the things on the apes and the apes were like talking, gave it to his dad. And literally overnight, his dad started playing the piano. He's like, hey, son, like what's, and I'm just like, crying because that's like, that's the dream, right?
Well,
that's the
impossible
fantasy.
Hope
that's
that we don't have right now.
Yeah. So, and you know, here's something else that I tell people I still do, and I still do it. I still pray for my dad's
miracle.
Complete healing.
Yeah,
like I still pray that he's completely healed. Because you know we went through this one prayer class at church where Wes was telling us that you pray for complete eradication of sickness up until the point that they go to heaven. Like,
right.
Even because even if they get healed a minute or 10 minutes before.
That's what he said. He goes,
die.
Wouldn't you want to be healed? You know.
Oh, then they get to go to heaven healed. Lord have mercy. Like yeah. that, I just was like, okay. And so
absolutely.
Sometimes I'll see my dad have moments of clarity and I'm like, you know, are these answered prayers?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you know, I think
fun watching the kids. Well,
Losiah.
Yeah. I mean, the girls pop over, but they're in their own lives. But Losiah, it's been really fun. I think looking back in his childhood, he's going to remember having his grandparents there, even though it's going to be the last couple of years of his life. Like, it's really cool to.
He loves it. He takes care of them.
Oh, for sure. He loves that.
You don't need to do that. You know, yeah, your papa do this. Yeah, he likes being in charge. And he loves to go over there because he gets to play on his phone.
He gets processed food.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All my mom's cookies and things that are not
in our house.
No, it's so good. So, yeah, you know, and for my mom, you know, it's I'm watching her age.
Yeah.
I'm watching her back. And, you know, and I'm like, okay, how can we?
I actually think it's interesting. I didn't realize that was going to be the harder, not hard, but like the work that has to get in is to actually like, because your mom has for the last 4 years been only a caregiver. And part of it was COVID. So the world was shut down. But like so getting her to do something other than going grocery shopping.
Uh-huh.
It's not in her normal.
No, yeah.
And even before that, like she was always just with your dad, traveling with your dad and stuff. And so like, since she was a mother, right? I'm assuming she,
20. Her,
yeah. So like, not 20, but well, I guess maybe, mm-hmm. You know, 30 or whatever. But like getting her plugged into places, getting her to go out and do things that are for her.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that would.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, even like this week, she's got an Instagram friend from, I think, San Francisco coming for coffee. I'm like,
That's so great.
She's like, yeah.
I think she told me. She asked me what restaurant to go to.
Yeah, and she's like, I think she may just come by the house. So I was like, no, you're not allowed to just have her. I'm going to open the door, have her come by the house.
Okay.
You've got to be out. You know, she has to get out. So she's doing great. I'm proud of her.
Yeah.
She's a freaking rock star. She's a hero. Yeah, you know, so I mean, really life is for me right now full of my parents.
You moved your parents in while you're moving your kids out. How's that feel?
And I'm moving my kids out. Yeah. Yeah. So it all feels right. It doesn't feel, I'm not, you know, I had a sad night the night that it was Sienna's last night, you know, living with us and cried and maybe when we were moving her in, you know, a couple things, but now that feels normal. Like now that doesn't even feel like it's not right, you know, so. I am so pumped to be partnering with Shopify today. Listen, when I started podcasting, when I started Instagramming, when I started to see a tribe being built and I knew that they wanted something unique from me and who I call the Insta Familia, which is my online following, I was like, I don't have the capabilities to figure out how to code and create a website to sell a t-shirt. One single t-shirt is all I wanted to sell. Can I tell you who came to the rescue? Shopify. Shopify was so easy. My 14-year-old daughter set up my very first Shopify store in no time at all. It is the perfect pairing between wanting to deliver something valuable to people that need it and you having the assets to be able to do it. So listen, I need you to understand this truth about Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, right? So from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the, did we just hit a million order stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. So whether you're promoting protein powders, selling like supplements, Shopify helps you sell
everywhere from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Even my last t-shirt, Don't Stand on Issues, Walk with People, that was powered by Shopify. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Okay, listen, I saw this happen exactly 2 weeks ago. I love Shopify because it makes it so easy and I'm in all the control. I need you to understand that Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the United States. Plus, Shopify's extensive help resources are there to support your success. And trust me, I needed it every step of the way because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Carlos. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Carlos now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Carlos. Whenever somebody walks into our kitchen, they always notice our filter system next to our sink. It's this beautiful glass jar. And people are like, what is that? And I'm like, that's my Aqua True. The Whitakers love to not only eat healthy, but drink healthy as well. So I need you to understand this. We all know that drinking water is important to staying hydrated, but did you know that 60% of our bodies are made up of water? If you're like me, you probably don't trust your tap water, and having safe, clean water is the last thing you want to worry about. But unfortunately, according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in America have harmful contaminants in its tap water. Listen, this is so important for us to get this right for our health. I want my kids to grow up healthy. I know you want your kids to grow up healthy as well. So make it a point to build healthier habits for yourself. Stay hydrated with pure, healthy water. Okay, now the filters are affordable and long-lasting. You don't have to change filters every 2 or 3 months. AquaTrue filters last from 6 months to 2 years. And just one set of filters from their classic purifier makes the equivalent of 4,500 bottles of water. That's less than 3 cents a bottle. Plus, you're literally saving the environment. It's even portable. And so if you've got a college kid in your house, put it in their dorm room as well. And if you got pets, listen, my 2 pets, Rome and Hawk, I don't tell Heather, but I actually use the AquaTrue filter for their water. Heather's gonna be like, yo, they're just dogs. Yeah, but they're my dogs and I want them to be healthy. I can truly taste the difference compared with my old water system. And also, it got delivered straight to my home and it was really easy to set up. Here's the offer. AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and even makes a great gift. Today, my listeners receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com. That's AquaTrue.com and enter code HUMANHOPE at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use promo code HUMANHOPE. HUMANHOPE. The other day, Heather, you were...
I don't know where this is going.
I know. This is exciting. You were... I was asking you because Sohaila's moving out. When she still lives with us. Obviously, she's moving out because she's getting married. But that's literally going to leave just Heather, me, and Losiah. And you were very honest with me and actually kind of... First time I thought about it, but you're like, yeah, I'm just... What'd you say? I'm not looking forward to...
It just being boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I like you guys, but not like my girls.
I know. You getting sad right now? Yeah. Well, what does that mean? You don't like us like your girls? I'm trying to let you have your moment, but...
I don't know. I just had girls, so...
Yeah.
I mean, I have Losiah, but the girls were just...
He's not a girl.
He's not a girl. And I don't know, like just not having somebody just I don't even know. Like, I'm trying to think of words. It's just, it's just the season. It's the change. But I'm excited. I'm ready for them. I do not want them in the house anymore. But yeah, it's so, just so the idea of, you know, just, it's just the fact that they are leaving that I'm.
So, and then me being Enneagram 9 or whatever you want to call me, see this. And suddenly I'm like, okay, what's the plan? So Heather is going to need to, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, oh, I got to make sure that girls are coming to the house.
So done.
And then so I start like, like planning all this stuff. And she's like, what are you doing? And I was like, well, are you going to be okay?
No,
and
you're like, I will be totally fine. But just even like with Sayano, you know, or even, was it Sayano? I don't know. I remember having a teary, tender stage. And it's always the anticipatory
grief.
Yeah, for me, it's always that. And then once it happens, I'm like, I'm good. We're fine. Yeah. You know, like it's great, and it is going to be great. I'm excited for the new season of Just Us. That will be fun.
Yeah, we got to get Lasai out first.
Yeah, I just think that it's just even like the other day, like, why am I so sensitive?
I love this. Yes,
I know. Well, and you paused and you did your deep voice. I'm glad you're here. When you asked me the question, I was like, oh god. I tried not to get emotional, but it was just coming. But like just the other day, like it was like maybe we just ate dinner and something, and or maybe it was in the middle of the day. I think it was more in the middle of the day. And when the kids are home, it's either like Kardashians are on or Gilmore Girls are on or shows that I would want. And you guys were playing video games. And it was just like one of those moments of like, oh, like it's just a boy house.
I love video games.
It's just a boy house. Yeah. And
that's only for a couple years.
I know. It's only for a couple years. So.
And who knows? So Heather can pump out a couple girls, you know, and then they can.
She's going to have boys.
Really? Mm-hmm. I honestly say, but I only made girls. And so, you know, to think that.
You're a great dad, but like you only had girls at the beginning and you were a great girl dad.
Yeah. I love little girls.
And then Mosiah came and he only wanted you.
Yeah. That's true. It is what it is. Well, babe, thanks for sharing that.
Thanks, babe. Thanks for crying.
No, thanks for sharing that. No, sincerely. Like that is something that even though you're like, I'll be fine. I'm thinking about, like, how do I make sure that not that it's my job, but how do I help you
process? Just be tender to be aware of.
Yep.
I really don't think I need to process anything. It's just a matter of like, it's just a change of season. I finished This Is Us, which he had to stop because, you know, it got into Alzheimer's. And so he was like, oh, no, I can't do that. But when we first started watching it, we would just be watching the show and like sobbing. Uh-huh. Every show we'd sob. And we're like, why do we do this to ourselves? And so anyways, long story short, I had picked it back up and watched the last season by myself. And and sure enough, he walks up for lunchtime and I'm sobbing, like literally sobbing. And he's like, hey, what's going on? But I'm like eating. So he knows it's not like somebody died or something. You know, I'm like eating lunch and just sobbing through the tears. And I'm like, I'm just watching This Is Us. And like, he just is like, oh my gosh. And of course, he probably took a video of it or something. But
I actually did.
Yeah. But Jack said something. This is not exact quotes, but he said, you know, your whole childhood, you're trying to become an adult. Like all you want is, as soon as I get to grow up, as soon as I'm an adult, as soon as I turn 18, I'm going to da da da. And then you get to a place in your life where you like, all you do is remember back when. All you do is like try to look back and like you wish you could be young to be able to do this or that. And
try to remember all the things that you wanted to not be doing so that you could be an adult.
Yeah. And so I think that's it. I think it's just the transition of like all the memories, all the times, all the tutus and Barbies and
Ariel and Princess.
Dig it up more. What about you?
What about me?
Are you like, how do you feel? I think you were more tender with Santa. Are you not going to be?
Yeah, I think I was more tender. I don't know what.
Oh, she was the first.
Yeah, she was the first that left. I was definitely more tender with that. I feel like Sohaila is already gone. Not in like a bad way, but I just feel like she's the wedding.
We just really prepared her, and she's really prepared.
Yeah, she's like, well, they moved to Paris. Time. Like she's like,
She's
although
fine.
You did say the other day what?
That I'm scared.
About the wedding.
Wait.
We were driving 2 days ago and you said, I'm going to sob.
I'm going to sob. Oh, I'm going to sob when I see her. No, shoot. I don't know what I
said.
He
said I'm going to sob when I walk her down the aisle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah, because that's it. That's the moment that I've been preparing
I don't think
for.
You're not going to sob then. You're going to sob when you see her, though.
No,
remember that picture? You were sobbing when I just told you that she got a wedding dress.
Yeah, no, I've not seen the wedding dress yet. I'm not allowed to see it until the moment she comes out before I walk her out. So, like, I want that to, oh, wow, yeah. Yeah, I'm almost going to start crying right now, but I'm not going to. You know, that's just that's what you, your whole life. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to start talking like I'm a beep boy because that's what happened. Still coming back. Yeah, yeah. But I do feel way ready for this whole thing.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Like the whole thing. 100%. Let's get married. Love him. Love his family.
Yeah.
They're in Nashville. Like, they're not moving to, you know. So and they will at some point. But even, like, in right now, I'm like, what it's a freaking great. Sweet season. Mm-hmm. We've got a daughter getting married to a kid that loves her, loves the Lord, has a great family. They go to my church. I'm going to see them all the time.
Yeah.
I got another daughter that'll get married next. Same situation. Yeah. Great guy. Great family. What a sweet, sweet gift it is.
Yeah,
it really is.
That is true.
There's a lot of parents that don't get this.
Yeah.
And so I want to soak that up. I think
about parents that, like, send their kids to college and then they meet somebody from college that lives over in
so-and-so. Kansas.
And then, yeah, it's just.
All the Kansas people, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm good. You know, like I think
that's great to capture, to like pause in those great moments and go, wow, like it won't always be like this. Like, yeah. I'm assuming somebody's going to move somewhere at some point, yeah. but just to take these moments and pause and go, oh,
what a
this
gift.
Is great.
Yeah. What a gift that we're getting in this. I can still play pickleball with them. Like, you know, it's a gift. Well, we won't talk about pickleball. Let's not.
No, I'm not going to talk about pickleball. This is something that early in our marriage, a counselor told me. She said, when he starts talking about something, you need to ask him, is this a dream or is this a reality?
Oh.
Because Carlos constantly has something new.
Yes.
I mean, he is just always a starter.
A learner.
And learner. And I love that about him. But it's. There's just always a new fun thing. And currently we're in pickleball season.
We are in, which I'm actually, as soon as this is done, I'm going to go find a pickleball court.
That means that every friend that he has.
And they're all turning into pickleball players.
You sell everything on everyone.
I do. I'm a salesman. Yeah. It's the fullest my life has ever been. And when I say full, I literally mean to the brim, spilling in every direction. It is.
You said, I understand why in this season of life, men have
midlife crisis. I see why they go buy a new sports car, leave the family. Like, because if you're not cemented or anchored in truth, then it is the stress. Yeah. You saw me more stressed than maybe when I was buying this house for my parents than I've ever been in my entire life, to where you're like, I kind of want you to make sure you're talking to some people because it is full, you know, full of the good and the bad, but it's more full. Just the older you get, the more stuff kind of goes in, you know?
I think the older you get, because I think there's a season where, you know, like it gets quiet again, but this season right here where you're launching your kids out and your parents are basically coming back and, you know, like, and then there's all the,
Yeah. I'm Steve Martin.
Oh,
father of the brush. What?
I love that movie.
Steve Martin was actually younger than I am currently right now.
Isn't that
in that
crazy?
Movie. The Silver Fox. Yeah, so pretty crazy. Babe, this is good. Should we do this more?
I like
talking like this, though. I like having like little conversations like this. I feel like it pulled stuff out of me that it wouldn't normally pull out. And
clearly I cried. I never cried.
Yeah, I know.
You made me cry on TV.
It's not TV. Hey. Thanks for listening to the Carlos and Heather Whitaker podcast. Not the Carlos Whitaker podcast. Share this with everybody. Like and subscribe or whatever you do on those things. Follow it. And as this truck comes by, thanks for watching.
Real life,
listening,
guys.
And thanks, babe. Love you.
Does anyone like, I really like it when he kisses me.
Yes. She likes, it she just likes feels forehead good. Kisses, not nose kisses. I don't know. And for some reason, I like to get the tip of her nose.
Yeah, and I don't like my nose, but.
So.
Anyways.
Okay.
Have a good day.